In your Bible study, watch for the promises of God. Mark them in your Bible. Record them in your Bible study notebook. Hide them in your heart by memorizing them. Then when you pray, claim them as a basis for your petition. You will have boldness before God, being assured that you are praying aright. Have you prayed today? That is, have you prayed with assurance that God heard your prayer? Are you expecting to receive the petitions that you have desired of Him? I hope so, for that would mean that you have a healthy prayer life. Answered prayer is regularly experienced by each one who follows God's guidelines. What are those guidelines? Well, first, pray with faith in God. Second, pray with a spirit of forgiveness toward your fellow man. Third, pray in the name of Jesus. And fourth, pray in a spirit which desires the will of God and the glory of God. It is that fourth prerequisite to prayer which we will examine in these minutes. To be effective, prayer must be offered according to the will of God. 1 John 5, verses 14 and 15 reads, "And this is the confidence that we have in Him, that if we ask anything according to His will, He heareth us. And if we know that He hear us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we desired of Him." Now, God will do anything we ask Him to do when it is in agreement with His will. Think of the implications of that promise. How can we be sure that we're praying in the will of God? Can we know what His will is so as to be able to ask for the right things? Yes, God's children can know the will of their Heavenly Father. A first step to knowing God's will is to be ready to submit to His will, whatever it is. God will hardly make His will known to one whom He knows will oppose it and rebel against it. But if you pray, "Thy will be done," be sure that in your heart you mean what you say. The best way to know God's will is through the Bible. God's will in all things is set forth explicitly and implicitly in Holy Scripture. Stay close to God's Word if you wish to pray in God's will. John 15, verse 7 records these words of Jesus, "If you abide in Me, and My words abide in you, you shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you." You see, if the Word of God abides in you, what you will be the same as what God's wills, and that way you can pray in full confidence that it shall be done. Just how essential is the Bible to an effective prayer life? Well, Proverbs 28, verse 9 replies in these solemn words, "He that turneth away his ears from the hearing the law, even his prayer shall be abomination." That is to say, holy petitions become unholy abominations to one who neglects the Word of God. God gives a vivid illustration of the relation of prayer and the Bible. It declares, "Elijah was a man subject to like passions as we are, and he prayed earnestly that it might not rain, and it rained not on the earth by the space of 3 years and 6 months." Now, where did Elijah get the faith to pray a prayer such as that? Listen to a portion of his prayer on Mount Carmel. "Let it be known this day that Thou art God in Israel, and that I am Thy servant, and that I have done all these things at Thy word." Did you catch the statement? "I have done all these things at Thy word." Elijah read in God's law that if the people sinned in turning from God to idol gods, He would shut up heaven that it would not rain. Elijah claimed that word from God and based his prayer upon it. No wonder he could pray with confidence. He would say, "God, You said it. Now do as You have said." And God did. Elijah prayed confidently and powerfully because he was praying in the will of God as revealed in the Word of God. Now you too can pray with confidence that you're asking according to God's will when you claim promises He has recorded in the Bible. Look for a promise of God which applies to the thing which you would ask. Claim that promise as the basis for your asking. Then pray in the words of David, "Therefore now, Lord, let the thing that Thou hast spoken be established forever, and do as Thou hast said." Remember the words of Jesus, "If you abide in Me, and My words abide in you, you shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you." Ask and receive, and your joy will be full. In your Bible study, watch for the promises of God. Mark them in your Bible. Record them in your Bible study notebook. hide them in your heart by memorizing them. Then when you pray, claim them as a basis for your petition. You will have boldness before God, being assured that you are praying aright. Not only should we pray in the will of God, but we should also ask for those things which will bring glory to God. He deserves to be glorified in us. We are saved that we should be to the praise of His glory. Now, every occasion of answered prayer, whatever the petition may be, works out to the glory of God. There's one reason we have the privilege of prayer. Jesus said, "Whatsoever you shall ask the Father in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask anything in my name, I will do it." Now, here is a need in your life. You come before God as a child before a loving Father and present your petition. You ask with confidence because God's Word informs you that the thing requested is in God's will. God hears your petition and gives you that for which you ask. You're overjoyed to have the supply of your need in answer to your petition, and tell your friends how God has answered your prayer. Now both you and they praise Him for His faithfulness to His promise and His concern for His children. Thus, the Father is glorified in the Son through your asking and His answering. Every occasion for prayer in your life is an opportunity to glorify God. All prayer promises will be faithfully honored to the glory of God. 2 Corinthians 1:20 reads, "For all the promises of God in Him are A and Amen unto the glory of God by us." Prayers of thanksgiving, adoration, confession, and petition work out to God's glory when they're offered aright. Oh, what a privilege we have to glorify God through prayer. Now, if answered prayer glorifies God, why are some prayers not answered? Well, the Epistle of James offers an explanation in 4:3. "You ask and receive not, because you ask amiss, that you may consume it upon your lusts." Well, no wonder God did not answer some prayers. They would dishonor Him by promoting fleshly lusts. How tragic that man would prostitute the privilege of prayer by trying to use it to satisfy the lusts of his carnal nature. It'd be against all principles of right for God to answer such prayers by granting those things that are asked for. No one could have the glory of God at heart when he asks in order to satisfy the cravings of lust, because the carnal mind is enmity against God. For it is not subject unto the law of God, neither indeed can be. So then, they that are in the flesh cannot please God. Check your motives which prompt your prayers. That may provide an explanation why some prayers are not answered. Some petitions relate directly to the will of God and work to the glory of God, while other petitions only indirectly relate to His will and work to His glory. How does asking God for food and raiment, for instance, bring glory to God? Well, the answer to such petitions glorifies Him by revealing His fatherly care over you. If your life is committed to His service, He is glorified by your being able to serve Him better because your needs are met. Do not fear to ask for what you need. God is glorified in giving. It is God's purpose, and hence His will, that He be glorified in all things. Anything which brings glory to God is according to the will of God. Ask without hesitation. Remember that all the promises of God are confirmed in Jesus Christ unto the glory of God by Him. To pray with confidence, lift your concerns above yourself. Center your goals of life on the glory of God. Offer your prayers subject to the will of God. Gradually, you will find your prayer life becoming more and more effective. Both you and God will delight in the answer to your prayers when you truly pray in the will of God and for the glory of God. Follow that guideline and experience the blessing of being able to pray with power.